kolama konti skiap ane kumde atritis miksa tapsi miksa chiro che tene a wala tam gutu to tene ane tamal chiro chile che ta tare mutu ni ma toye ti a tireng che ti che mata tema sum le ti ane zo che re bari tema sum le zo che re bari ta ti tama de le chi che na tema chi lak lo kha bari a sabu chi an ti la ngaramzu ane shungde nanglo la ya sosarang miksa thoba ti de ta aya ti to la so so sam ta ta de tang bure se ti de chi wo chi le je wai na ti wo chi le che o ti de sta chi miksa me na ya ti ma na ngam ne ya ta she to bu che che na sam song o ti de stre ye
So today we'll sort of follow our usual order, doing a little bit of meditation and then followed by going into the text and then end with some question and answer. So today we'll do a particular special kind of meditation for today. And so as far as going through the text, I think maybe the next three classes we will do on this text, and then we will probably finish it up, and then following that, if there's a particular kind of text that you want to do, or maybe we can do a longer period of question and answer, we can see. But it should be the case that we have like a Thursday extra after we have finished the text. Maybe you think I've got something really special for this meditation. We have a special meditation today, so.
That can date those as on that, and put the Sugu Chenema, the Sugu Chen, Ludan Tabachin, Sugu, Learn Shap, Tombatiama, Dosma, Better Hulud of Shap, Tombatiama, Hulu Shap. And if Sugu deserves, what is that? As it takes none out of your judge, those damn the judge, my image, Hulu Shap. And if Dizugi, so sweet, so good is a Nedan Tazuyan, and if Chick Semananda, you are done. Sendaki, Quoi, 대어 특징이 뭔데 도시자면은 배 펜보도라 참으면 말하는 펜보도 따지 아주 미소 그 주제지 단 생의 주제지 지용신의 직과 예배도 근데 펜들이 했지도 들이도 들이 공감한 예수 스타일
So today, in terms of the kind of meditation that we'll do, this is mainly like we'll begin by looking through the various kind of parts of the body. And the kind of meditation that we're doing is really to allow the body to relax, to let go, relax, calm down, as well as let the mind relax. So oftentimes when we have some kind of anxiety or worry or something that we are thinking about, we hold things really tightly in our body, like our shoulders or our back, and just to allow those kinds of things to really relax, to like let go of everything that is in the body. This kind of meditation can be really beneficial, like especially, you know, we can begin with the body and by relaxing, allowing everything to sort of let go, anywhere where we have due to our anxiety or our thoughts, whatever it is, some kind of tightness in the body, really make sure to let that release, relax. And together with that, we are trying to keep the mind kind of in this calm state where it's not even particularly going towards something positive. We definitely don't want to allow our mind to go toward anything negative, but in this time, we're not like thinking about the future or contemplating about the past or thinking about even the like the right now, planning for something or thinking in that way, but really trying to just remain in this kind of like clear, vivid sort of voidness. I mean, it's the same word as emptiness, but it's more sort of like a clarity, a clearness in which we don't have any of those sort of tightnesses in the body or kind of dis-ease or unpleasantness in the mind. And then remaining within that state, sort of like this clear, vivid voidness, we'll do about 2 or 3 minutes. But if one is to keep this, like do this practice at home, you can hold this for like 15 minutes maybe. And it's something that's quite like restorative to the body. That while meditating, if there is like particularly if we have something within the body that is ill or we have some sort of like tightness in it due to our anxieties, to particularly allow that to like become void, become that kind of lucid clarity, voidness, and let go. So I find that this kind of meditation can be very beneficial, particularly when you're struggling with some sort of illness or difficulty. It can be kind of restorative, help to bring you out of that. And so in general, our bodies and our minds work pretty much the same way, and we have different sort of temperaments and whatnot, but based upon that kind of generality, I think this could be something beneficial for you as well. So we'll do 2 to 3 minutes of this kind of meditation. Yeah, and let the breath be really relaxed as well.
tā tī tā wē gōm tē nīngmā tē tō xie wē nā māng chē tsok chē kī gōm tē kāng rōp tē tē sōng tō lā nē yāng chē kē yū kī chō nē xie wē nā nē chāk chē kī gōm jī yōng kī chāk chē kī gōm tē kāng rōp tē 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 sōng tō dē nē tē tē gōm tē kī rāng tō tē 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 pēn pō tō rōp tē tō nē nē yāng sī yāng sī tō chē tā yāgāyāṁ sārcāṁ tuyā, ān sāṁ sāṁ nā tētuvā kāp kāp nīśhirā mūgūgāyā nēgāp shīṁ kūtuvā tā nīśhirā mūgūgāyā nēgāp dēyāṁ tuyā nē tī kōṁ tī kiam tā tē lūyā chē kāyāṁ sāṁ mātāṁ lūyā tāṁ chē nē tūk sī tēpā yinā yā nīyā kio kū lēyāṁ kāyā tāp shī yā kāp kāp nīyā mūgūgāyā mūgūgāyā nā Tisiki, Topsu, Chenyatam, Otide, Tisi Yonasu, Tuta.
So here, this kind of meditation, according to the sort of terminology of the Nyingma school, we might term it as going under the Dzogchen kind of meditation, or like the Kagyus, they might give it the term of Mahamudra. We see similar types of meditation in those kinds of teachings. But I would say that if you find this to be beneficial, you should continue to do it. Particularly if you have trouble sleeping, this can be something that is very beneficial. Like not thinking about anything, allowing the body and mind to really relax and not place the mind on anything. This can actually, if not sort of induce you to fall asleep, it can sort of suffice for sleep in the sense of giving some kind of power or restoring the body a bit. So if that is something beneficial, I would encourage you to continue to practice that.
Ani mi kashe ki karach chiyo re se sona moga pele se, moga pele cham sigre tarwa, moga pele cham nigi ani pombo gumi yu kyo, wangdang yu kyo, pechuru yu kyo, ta tizi ki mi yu kyo tizula ya chik pele cham ya chep chap se se, pele ya cham, chik rewarash chep se ne chik pele ya chap ye. Ani kāyā mīkyō kārīk tētūla yāñchik tīsikī tādāṁ ngāmbā tūpa chöpāyī tīsikī nēmchūyē tūkṣā tēyā tūpa mā tūpsūyukī nāmbā tūpa tīsikī tētū tā yā tōsālā yā ngōkāchīyā pēlē tūpa mā māsālā yā tūpsūyukī nāmbā tētū anī yāgū mā rēsī wā ngōkāchīyā sī wā tī yāgū mā rēsī chikli wā chik sātua mē sī yā tā ngā rāntū anī Mīgī, mīrīgī tāmāndā yuwa 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 kāshē chokū tīyā bē gābū, chokū tīyā bē gābū chē. Nē chokū tī chīk tī sānā, nū nē chē sō nā chokū tī tāmbū tīyā lā gābū mē wā chē, nū nē chē nā tāmbū chokū tīyā lā gābū mē wā chē. Chokū chīk tī sānā, bē chokū tī bē tī yu rīng gu gu tō nā, sō sū chokū chē nyā gu gā chē yuwa rī. Yīmbā yī nā, mī kāshē kī rīk chīk lā tā sō sū sāma tāng tāng gā wāng gī, chokpo tige rpe kaupo che yaa di chokpo di nima kashe di yaa ku yu yaa chokpo sabar chite yaa ku chokpo di yu yaa chokpo sabar chite yaa ku yu oo chokpo sabar tige rpe kaupo kaupo ka nima yu 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 che ne oto doye kati kche wa di tindegi sato ma chi yesi wara chokpo sato so tindegi chokpo sato ma chi yesi ta tindegi yinba yin doge ini ta to tsuni tukri cha se yon doge Ani tindri ngache wache, ani tangpo nai rang, ani gandwa rang ya pe, misu dang su tu wai nang, ani chi gandwa chok wache, shego chi tindri ngache yesi. An dukdo shego ya gyunze yo mara, dukdo shego gyunze yo, dukdo ya ngache yesi. Ani kurang chepa dama sanga, ta tuko rang suk tenpo chi de tuko shego re yesi, ta tuko chungli tuko chaga se wate sungo re.
So then, as for where we had left off in the text, we're on this verse that says, "Be free of flattery and fickleness in friendship. Be steadfast and reliable at all times." So there are really like three kind of things in here. The first is kind of like flattery in one's friendships. And the second is fickleness in friendships, like always having new friends. And then the third is being steadfast and reliable. The first kind, like we have, there are many different types of people, but there are some people who really look up to, say, the one that has the most wealth or the one that has the most power, the one who is the most famous, and really have a drive to kind of get there themselves. And so particularly that type of person will, when they are looking at those who have something that they want to be able to get, they'll be very like flattering, like say very nice things and kind of suck up to the people who are higher up because they're looking to make those kinds of advancements, whereas they can be sort of dismissive, harsh, mean to those that are underneath them, who they don't see as useful or somehow valuable in their pursuits. So this is not a way that we should act in terms of like using flattery in order to get up in the ranks. There is this fickleness in friendship. Again, there are different types of people, and some people really like to make lots of friends. They like to interact with lots of people and engage in that way. But there are some who sort of make friends, make acquaintances with somebody, feel friendly with them, and only keep them around for a little while, and then are searching out for like another friend, a new friend, and they get rid of that old friend, and they don't keep on, or they don't sort of hold on to the friendships that they have. They like this idea of sort of interacting with a lot of people and make lots of acquaintances and then just sort of get rid of them and get a new friend. And we shouldn't act in that way. Rather, we should preserve those kinds of friendships that we've had for a long time. Those are important. And this kind of relates to what comes next in terms of one should be steadfast, like reliable from the beginning. We should approach people with sort of the right demeanor, where we're not looking to be overly flattering, like trying to butter them up somehow or get something out of them, nor should we be sort of overly aggressive and wanting a friend, but rather be kind and approachable, but not act in these types of ways.
다 초바데 냠아찌기 메디게 냠주 컨데토 메디게 제도 제랑 컨데토 오디나 신지 아니 튜타바 다보데 디나 신지 고레스 아 데마인 바체 아니 별에나 백할라 그래서 얘게 나가는 것이 맞지 일라 그래 얘게 나가들 담다 잡았던 것도 선 양 팀에 파데 냠아셔야도 양 남상농게 요 먹고 태고로 냠아찌게 나가 Nemshi kyo mongo tiki yuwa na shiki. Ani mi tiki chobat tila yang, nyama chiki nana chobat yuwa mongo tiwe tinte ki chobat tinte machi nis chobat pe ta toba chi yis oda desu ngore.
So then here, one should always be steadfast and reliable at all times. So one should sort of be consistent in your actions in the sense of like it talks in the texts about being able to look at someone's activities for one day and sort of infer how they act on a regular basis. So here, this means to have some kind of consistency. There's an example in sort of Tibetan proverb that we shouldn't be like the summer weather, where it can't seem to decide what it's going to do. Like sometimes it looks like it's going to rain and then all of a sudden there's a lot of wind and it doesn't rain and other things come about. So here in our actions, we should be sort of steadfast in the sense of not kind of changing up all the time in the course of a day, doing all sorts of different things, but rather have a kind of steadfast, reliable demeanor.
That name, Jiwala, Shenlan, Nyepa Pangcha Shin, Kubetsu Ji Nyepa Chas. That Ji Tundala, Shenlan, Nyepa Pangcha Shin, Kubetsu Ji Nyepa Chas. Kubé tsú shí shú shú té wé, sé tún tá ní ma tó mi tó tí nán lá. Ní xé na ní pa pang sé yun tú gí, ní tá tó ksí shú shú rán bí, mí xén tá chó shí tóng tú gí. Ní mí tí gí shú tá tán, mí tí gí ché tán lá té ní gí. Ní nám sáng pa mí tí lá, ní chú yu tó 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 마지리스 그래서 나 미리무 나라유스 따르무 실리유엘다 미리무 나라유스 두기 미기 삼로통당 리무디 칠로리요 말이 아니 샘드나와라요레스 따르무디 아니 소따티 차다타 파바타 차다 칠로리된대요 대단함상하고 와스 인두기 백이 미기 소따라 따는 남상 미디는 내주의 맛이 예수 예바 맛이 예수 당분에 미리 토용돼 아니 규배초기 일하다 아니 아 소소 내가 채우고 그래 예수 미디라 규배초기 내가 채우고 그래 예수 어디다 디디어서 그래
Then next it reads, Do not disparage others, but always abide with a respectful demeanor. So here we have these two points of always not disparaging others and being respectful toward them. So here it's really talking about not disparaging others, like say based upon their shape or how they are sort of acting or moving, to not immediately kind of criticize or be mean or look down upon them, disparage them. So here it's said that sort of the picture of a person is inside. We can't really see what a person is from the outside. It's not as though they wear like who they are on the outside. Whereas like a horse, you can kind of see what it is from its exterior, the kind of stripes that it has and so forth. That's what characterizes it. But a person is really characterized by their internal kind of thoughts. And so the picture of a person is something that is inside. We can't immediately know people, and therefore we should treat all that we encounter with respect.
Ta shena nye pa pan tang de le, nge ta chi yang te pa tu le dum tong tong shi shen wa, dum tong tong shi. Te ke dum de ya, an zu zinda chi ko chi ke shi su, ta te ngui na yin me ha po me le ta yang wa. Te yang yin nga rang su ngui na ma na ya, ma yin pa yin na yang, ni dun ta la an zu lap shen ling guya shi le shi le.
Then Line of do not disparage others. I have a little bit of a story to go with this. This is a story that a classmate of mine told. I don't know whether it's actually true or not, or whether it's just sort of a fable, a story. This is from a person who tells lots of stories. He said, the story goes that many years ago, someone was traveling from Australia to England. And like the whole premise of this is a little bit off to me, but of course they can't, this is a while back, they're not able to like fly, he said drive, but we're not going to drive either, and so we would need to go by boat. And at that time, this Australian guy is looking to get to England, and he sees someone who's in this boat, and it's the guy who's like paddling or running, steering this boat, and him are going to go, just the two of them. And so the guy who's got this boat is sort of like bent over. He kind of like doesn't look particularly like educated or refined, one could say. And then, this Australian guy is very sort of fancy. He's got his books and he's sort of reading on this as they're going along in the ocean. And he sort of looks at this guy and he asks them, well, do you know like alchemy? Do you know this kind of science? And the guy says, no, I haven't, I haven't studied that. So then a few days later, he asks him like, oh, well, do you know about this other kind of science, like sort of natural, like chemistry or something? And the guy again says like, no, I haven't studied any of that. I don't know anything about that. And so now this Australian guy is starting to think like, wow, this guy is really stupid. He basically doesn't know anything. Like what a loser. And then, he asks him, finally, like as they're again on their journey, he asks them like, oh, do you know about this particular sort of science? And he tells, like, and again, the guy replies that, like, no, I haven't studied that. I don't know anything about it. And so now the passenger sort of disparages him, saying, like, oh, you're really stupid. You haven't studied or learned anything. Like, how useless, And so then, right, as they're, like, getting near to their destination of England, the captain or whatever, the guy who's driving this boat, then turns to this, fancy guy and asks them, like, well, now I have a question for you. Do you know how to swim? And this, very refined and educated guy is like, well, wait, why are you asking me that? Like, why would I need to know how to swim? And then the boat captain says, well, there's a problem with the boat, and we're going to have to swim from here. And so, of course, this very, like, refined, intellectual kind of guy who was very disparaging to his ship captain then finds himself sort of dying on a sinking boat while the captain goes and swims to shore. So whether it's true or not, the moral of the story is that we shouldn't disparage others, particularly not based upon how they look.
어다 딘데세 좀시 눈에미 가시면다 네토스 다 미라 토요인데 암상 니테게 다 윤데 가르메메티 나로로 요와인데 아니 하코에게 요메온데 아니 바 예주 투출된데 마시 예스 안 덕분에 아니 규샤시 토스 규베토리 네브시 아니 가리 간게 돌렌시 아니 백인 내당다 대통 내당 간게 이미 하코리 근데 하코로 아티 대신에 냠즈네 잡시 토스 총에나 네코 가리 가리 전에 하코로 어 드스 예수 고레
So here, whether or not the story is true, the sort of principle applies that we shouldn't particularly like, based upon just the appearance of someone, judge them. There's no way that we can know somebody's internal qualities based upon just their external kind of form and how we see them. And so when we meet others, we should be respectful toward them. We should act respectfully. And over time, we will get to know them. We can evaluate kind of how they are as a person based upon getting to know them over time. But we shouldn't just either assume or assume the lack of or the presence of qualities based upon just how someone looks.
다디오 가르손도스나 현아 당아 셰비지 닌지 페심 템퍼처스 다 현아 당아 셰비지 신두 현아 아니 아 납자케게 요와이 바이나레 아 현아 아니 추세게 요와이 바이나레 아니 현아 메나 잡티데 테게 요와이 바이나레 아니 현아 오다 딘데게 제 아 카스고레 룩룩 딘데라 아니 카스 이길라미야 잡았다 다 가르나베 임바 임바나 딘데나베티 가르 근데 제고를 써서나 아니 닌식 근에나 페조디 마신바 임바 임두 아니 시에 답시체 닌식 근에나 아니 이게 딘파 제바 임바이나 현대의 팽기리 삼백에 펜셈 비근에나 이게 아니 페조디라 아니 당아치기나 가르나보이나 보다 디 라브레스 수에 왔다 조디 이시나 당아치르지 쓰게디 송 두 조디 가르송으로 쓰서나 단대게 최기까지 송해 매 두기 아니 세디다 세치만 이기 대화는 대화라냐 도라 체베게 당한 체베 내갑수 니지당 패심군이 제월에 마도 파 소소 체게라 마시게 디기 소소라나 담년자 니구르년자 오디제게 용해 체도 굴롱 독자키니 마시에스 오드네소
So then the following verse reads, when giving advice, maintain compassion and altruism. So here, whether we are giving somebody advice or teaching the Dharma or giving some kind of instructions, really we should be doing so out of a compassionate and altruistic kind of motivation. So whether you are teaching someone the Dharma or say teaching someone how to read, teaching students how to their letters and so forth, it should really be done with the thought of wishing to help them, of a compassionate kind of motivation, recognizing that the knowledge that you have, this other person lacks, and by giving them that knowledge, that it will be beneficial to them. So here, whether you are giving, like when it comes to particularly the kind of Dharma teachings and giving instructions regarding the Dharma of how we create the causes for good things, both in this life and in future lives, leading all the way to liberation, how it is that we should give those instructions with this kind of motivation of wishing to benefit. It's even more important that we are not doing so out of a bad kind of motivation for one's own fame or gain somehow, but rather this should really be done when we give advice to others in any capacity. It should be done really being grounded in compassion and in motivation to benefit them.
Ninji kunya malamba che. Dene ningurinda, tanginda, cheto, tira, shiva yimbayana. Ani, ha du to papas get order. Sungu, ha du to papas. Ha du to papas asuna. Aram to revachosati, suresana, halaya revachuori. Ta ha du chasuna, and a diayo marata, ha du chana, and diayo. Dinishi is. That's true when a senior digging, and mege yakwa che bore de ni samba tin de tang kore se ma kha cha wa cha yan she so so samba tang ya de porjo na ne porjo ma ne ta chi samba duk ja ji khin chi gi de yo ni na na ha de de pa ba chi ko chi kyang ye so bo ni de yin ba yin de ge ni che she ge su ta su yin ba yin ba na chung yin ni ji tang pe se ge kun ya she bo yes was de de so bo
So this advice, is particularly important for those who are instructing in the Dharma, that they should be doing so from a motivation to benefit others, a compassionate motivation, rather than thinking about fame or reputation or some kind of gain in that way. And so here, the kind of saying that is used is making a god into a demon, as in something that is, that should be the source of our happiness, that should be the source of good things is being turned into something very different. So if you are acting, or if you are, say, giving advice to others saying, like, you should act this way, you should think this way, but in turn you're not doing that, that's quite not the way to go about it. It's like really transforming something that should be a source of benefit into something that will bring about ruin, like turning a god into a demon. So here, this is particularly important, whoever is giving instructions or teaching
ngā rāngi mē yīmē nā kērāṅ tūr mā chīk shē tī anē mē yūrī nīng jī tā tēsī tēsī tā yōng kūrē mā tō pē tā nīng jī chīmū jūrī kē sē tī tā kē yōng mā rē nīng jī yū sā mā tā tō tī ngē nā tū kērāṅ tūr pēng kērē sā nā pē sīm kū nyā wā tā ngā yā tī ngē tū sā mā tā ngā yū mā tō mā tā tō yōng hē kūrā mā tū tā tī kērāṅ tūr tā tā nām yū nyā tī anē kē lā
コンゾで中心にジョイウェイドを提示に勇気を示した元で、まあ、サムルタンで立ち、デキブタンク、デペジョンマンボジュトク、アンディレサムネがまで4個のようなれ。あれで、あの家族トップチートスで、あ、ジアンディネマジョンにアンパー、ポグラダヤンベゲ、あ、ケオレ、コンバヨラ、ポグマンボヨレ、ね、コンゾゲ、ディムナケゲイエンバレ。
やこんとて、シェイナパートウェイで。おてちにたまちょいやてん、あれけなこんとすきゃん、あれてちに。あ、ちパシェでちゅらそんやんべで。ち、ディスペンデレーさんで、なさんてたい。だでれみけらんとと、なんかしゃた、ちゅしゃで、あらせめ、ペカウングド。なまがちょんじょねら、めなんてんてちゃんよ。てんばらじちょ、あけば。 Captain Yamber Kube Chod, Ninji Chibi Yerab Kube, Pendit Tete Sawa Shiva Shose, Menampe Mambu Kinyu, Dinde the Yugurit Samba, and Yungu Mita Yinaya, and Tadena Absen Duya, this Menam de Tunta, this Rupsha Sengidora.
So here, even for me, I can't claim to be giving instructions out of having an attitude of great compassion, say, but I do have a little bit of compassion, and I definitely have a thought of wanting to benefit you all, whoever may come here. I feel like it's a great honor to be able to teach amidst such great teachers, and that's really the kind of motivation that I have, is wanting to bring some kind of benefit. I could have stayed in Pokhara, where I was at a monastery there and teaching to lots of little monks, but due to the requests of Geshe Sopa and his kindness, I have ended up coming here. And so to be able to give teachings to you and like to have these kinds of talks, this is something that makes me very happy, and I try to just hold on to that thought of wanting to benefit others. I'm not doing this with the thought of like, oh, may I get lots of pleasure out of it, or get rich, or get famous, or something like that. But rather, I feel like, as it says in what we call the Long Run Prayer, I used to make this prayer a lot when I was in Tibet about sort of having the teachings, may the teachings spread and flourish where they have not spread, and may they, where they have spread but are in decline, may they be restored. I feel like I'm sort of being able to accomplish a small little bit of that prayer, and that makes me very happy.
Nizhe chebar mebar chas. Ta yendu diwa la khasundu chwe la kuruwa mitibshin nis. Oda ta di nganzu ge chula kura metib sige degi anda degi kasu kore chula kura taba yinba yina ane chumde de kona songu dugu di chubo ngu le tukcha shigure songu kore tachu ane chubo ane chula kura debdang de karasa sona anta nganazo tingsangi gajetub shewa yinba yina ane kru chu di tingmengi chu re ane yabu yungu re ane manzu chu di ane sanga tochi tigwa tang jewa yore Sijik lujil sangjee yoris. Si, tajik peke dila namsang mogyu bege, namsang kache shier wata, konzo dila kama chuske yo marasero. Wo, ta manzo dila shigo yoseyo yoke, peke dila tajik mogyu ba, dindrike kache shen kura deya shier wata, wo da di chewa yindu, chuele kurtip, chuele sangege, an dushi shani, dindri chewa yinba yindu, ane di chuebo mle segris. अने छोटी ने अने छोटी अने कासे बोले आ मरांसो तब जबलिंग दिला छे छेजू मंगो जोरो तेजो मित कोरां के काब्स पाकाब के मिस्सु दं सुई ना अने कोना पेंटो जुए बेचेरे तब पेंटो दे छे दिले याबो पेंगे योगे के छे उगरे अने छे दे तं चिमनी का पेंटो योगे के छे उगरे ना पेंटो योगे के जंजां जरे Ko nebe chuji kege mare. Ta digi lali tara kege ringi. Chuji de jue meina lali tara kege. Kansa rengi ge mene lali tata matikwe wange. Ane ting matik tinte nezu tinte yungurwa. Yung sivirwa ta di yung chogri. Mato chu kurange ane kyun kege mare. Yung imbe de ane chu le kura matabs. Oti sungore.
So then, next, we have never defame the teachings. Whatever practices you admire, with aspiration and the 10 spiritual deeds, strive diligently dividing day and night. So here, where it says, never defame the teachings, this is something that we need to be very cautious about, sort of deprecating the Dharma. Even when we say something, and this is unfortunately quite prevalent these days, to look at like, oh, well, that's the Hinayana, like that's the lesser vehicle. And look, what we practice is something that is connected with these highest secret teachings of the Vajrayana. To look sort of down at even other forms of Buddhism is quite a heavy kind of offense. The Buddha spoke extensively about what grave of a fault that is. So instead, we should have a respectful attitude toward other religious traditions. Having kind of wrong thoughts about the Dharma, it's quite easy to have in the sense of if we look at the Hinayana as being like lesser somehow, or oh, that's not really the important Dharma. This is something that we really need to be careful about. And also, there are many different religious traditions. These various religious traditions accord with the kind of temporary needs of various beings. They are beneficial to them in this life and in future lives, potentially. And so here, we should have respect for all religious traditions in the sense that, yes, there are those who, when they take that up into practice, we could say they aren't actually acting in accordance with the sort of spirit of that tradition. And that's maybe a separate issue. But having a kind of respect for other traditions, religious traditions, those things that bring about benefit to others, this is something that we should be careful with respect to not deprecate the Dharma.
Odi, da chuele kula taba yinba yina chumde dewe tila nyimik chimbo songur, ara songur sana, di ngizi gyabe tola yinba yu, kange zimbil ling di niis, chute tamche jikche ba, अने तेले खासा चुला तेले चुला पुरवते बाती दिवाते ने चेंगे पाप सुनेर यहाँ कंगे कंगे चिनी बा अने ताजुम तम्चे सेवा ले अने चुला पुरवता बाती दिवाते ने चेंगे पाप सुनेर वो तो दिल्ली सुनूंगे खास सुनूंगे से ना जबलनी क्यों चेंबुती नाला छुट्टे योरा मुझे छुट्टे में दे दो दिल्ली दिल्ली अनि ये चुन कुरा तबादे दिखो चिकरीस चिक सुमरे चिक खरा सुमरे सना कंगे लोंगे से दो ता पेगे ता चे चिमा दिदेवा ता चिमा चंगा मंगुर वा चंगा दिदे चंगा दिए चुए समझे राजू मत समझे अनि अनंत सेवले अनि चुन कुरा तबादे दिखो चिकरी 있어. 초봉 그래. 오다 독신아. 되고 지그래서 이제 송을 해. 오다 디기 직전은 좀 내대로 송하는 신기. 군제 따봐야 봐야나. 아니 백이기 미디기 조화리 탐제를 팬백이 최지 요았던 아니 최대 매와 수와다 미디 수와 미디 매와 수니 근데 조화리 근데 같이 그랬어서나 뭐냐 제소나 미디 세나 내가 체결이 삼삼 연구로 와. 이봐 이나야. 다 수년의 세대들이 최대 매웠으나. 조화리 탐지를 펜브를 집에 최대 매웠으나. 니코 체에 그랬으나. 저자는 윤세 외웠으시. 아니 최대 매웠으나. 단대 디 마세베 기와 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 양규 송해 도지여나 고가로 양규 양규 송해 답지 여러 차례 뜨거웠다 양규 양규 송해 매바이나 아니 곧 균체로 죄지 균체로 아니 뭐냐 차례다도 다 독스 죄다 그렇다 봤대 듣고 체요 그래서 나 균제 따나 뜨다 오다 오지 도다
네 아 등이 진겨
등이 진겨
So here, the fault of deprecating the Dharma, disparaging the Dharma, is quite great. This is something that the Buddha spoke about again and again. There is from, I believe, the King of Concentration Sutra, or the Samadhi Raja Sutra, it says that it has a verse which describes that whoever were to destroy all, if someone were to destroy all of the stupas on this earth, or if someone were to kill as many arhats as there are particles of dust or atoms of dust, it would be a greater misdeed to disparage the Dharma. So here, we can imagine, like, if someone were to destroy all of the stupas that have been built up around the world, that would be quite a heavy, non-virtuous action, a grave kind of negative action. But to disparage the Dharma, or to try to make the Dharma go away, is much graver, is a much heavier kind of a fault. And so too, even if one were to kill all of these arhats, as numerous as like the particles of dust of earth, that there are of earth, or particles of earth there are, that would be a lesser kind of a fault than eliminating the Dharma. This kind of thought that abandons the Dharma or eliminates the Dharma is a really grave kind of misdeed, because we can see that if the Dharma goes away, the Dharma is a kind of source of benefit and happiness for countless sentient beings. So here, when we hear this kind of comparison, we might initially think like, wait, disparaging the Dharma is a greater offense than killing somebody. That seems quite extreme. But it really, the hurting of one person, even the taking of the life of one person, as compared with if the Dharma were to become non-existent, this thing that acts as a source of benefit and happiness for infinite sentient beings, if the Dharma is destroyed, that's a much graver kind of a fault than the loss of one life. So here, if it is the case that the person who like has the Dharma is a person that you end, then that would kind of cut the continuity of the Dharma. And so in that way, you could say sort of that would be eliminating the Dharma through eliminating that person. But in any case, to get rid of the Dharma as recognizing that this is something that is a source of benefit and happiness for others, that is why it is considered to be such a grave non-virtue or misdeed.
오다 디기 아다 강매텔 듀바탕 세인데 다 소소베 최 강나 매바 중앙에 베나스 다 최디라 된데 최디라 단다디다 아 최디라 매바 세게디 스쿠아셔스나 아니 아 남베 슈시샤 첸 소모레와 이바이나야 다 캡체스네 세베나 소소르 두아리 소소랑기 네 최디라 같이 최는 매바에 바이나레 아니 힌두부 최는 매바에나레 이슈고 최나 매바 옛날에 나 데미기 다 최만 잡으려 놓 최만 보여라 돼서 과 매바 옛날 안 남배 최나 남배 최네 대지기 최나 아니 데미기 최나 과 소소베 매바지 요 이바이나스 소소 매바 과 시다디 야가도 무슨 매바지 계속나 내 매바 계속에 최대나 내 돈이 이렇게 두바치스 돈이 이렇게 두바야 돈이 이렇게 두바치스 대나 두바당하서 돈이 이렇게 두바치스 아니 두바치에 두바치 제네게 아니 가르치고 그래서나 아니 최초 남반 주군에 냠소는 그래. 예스 다 주주주디 남바주디 가레세소나 소소에게 메베게 메사예베게 최대기 이기치 다 좀 깨게 여러 디 펜션나 펜버체베게 최대단 데베 데우가 되게 아니 이기치에 아니 이기치가 맞지 직 당보디 이기치에 다 좀 깨게 된대로 와 아니 이바디 아니 최바 부에레 다 최바 부세요 되게 소 강, 최, 송게, 임바이나레, 마, 디디기, 살라마, 가리 임바이나, 최배네, 공나, 공나, 여바테졸, 야, 최바푸에디나, 지바땅에디나, 최바네오리, 야, 최바푸우스, 야, 최바푸우스, 최바지, 니바지지, 최바푸우스, 최바, 니바지. 되네야, 이게 제주, 지바땅, 지바땅 생일되기, 순바디, 냠탁베, 생제테졸라, 아니야, 지바땅에. 아니 칼라제 임바나 세그네마 칼라제 요이나 짐바타에 냠탈베 심제테졸라 짐바타에 팀그레스 짐바타나세 다 숨바드라와 다 디네 히바테나 아니 냠바타 세연두게 아니 소소강 메바 여바타 듬바 여베게 최디 아니 양내양 녜스 암조가 양내양 녜스 녜베게 제라 아니 칼라제오에 아니 Yambatamayimba, and so so you give a yambena, so so you may but do boy you make a church, young name, laws, ya, tea, she will not about Lemasota, not about the chip, not about the laws. Don't know, Sandy, Yambatan, but law, ne, carachevers, ne, to put in a yamnechi, yes, yamsumi, yes, and what? Lembatans, yamsumi, or the yamsumi, yes. Then yamsumi, yes, chip. 다 냠솔랑 산에게 가르쳐 버렸어. 냠솔랑 네 가르쳐 버렸으나 네 예바데라 네 쳇바다. 네 소소이가 강 냠네 쳇바다. 소소 고도와 강 쳇바다도 미셔나라. 아니기 아 닝지다 패스미 꾸네나네 쳇쳇 쳇스네. 네 예바들와 아니 쳇나야 쳇 아니 소소야 아니 삼로땡게 땡게 쳇 아니 삼로땡게 땡게 땡게 그거네. 네 간두치 간두치에 띠 삼로땡게 땡게라. 아니 전역에 뭐 책이 카와라 떼네스 아니 쓰고 왔다 떼네 삼았던 거예요. 이게 미끌부터 임바이나 아니 커죽 지키에 띠 고바자게라 커죽 띠 편도요와 떼네 시기 삼로 땅에라 책 조에 띠 편도요라 책이 등기 등기지나 삼로 땅에 등기지한데 아니 편도요에도 간두치에 띠 아니 삼로 땅에 책도 임바이도 아니 간두에 시스 아니 개바치 개바 구어말에 어리 개바들이 Tene, Gubat Karasana, and if some of Tangs, Peggy Tessim said to Chebat and Yambat and Lopat and Tesu Chipu Mayamba, Tesudola, and a Turbat Chesare, and Sampa Chen, Ben Chen, Repet Chen, the Yina, Mena, Repet some Cheba Chen again, and it Tursam Cheba Chi is Tessim. That Cheba Yako, Cheney, Dondo Yako, Chuson, Chubatina, and a Gongo, yes. 저주주티 어디에서 고무세요 다 소수의 강한 매바 예배의 최대조 어디에서는 최저 남바 주권에 있는 동대스 냠리 지스 직전에 계속 되면 계시된서 시람나게 최저주의 땅에 도저 잡아 나시면 로단대가 통일수에 근데 너도 이제 고색주로와 디가도 예배 송유들의 지단 그에 나라 최저주디 퍼지티가 먼저 일제 시작하잖아 최저주디가 퍼지주디시 그래 단다 지우비 조당 체소나 당연하게 때 유다가 생기 유다나 이게 제주 집마다 년단마다 년받다 체다 간주 체받다 대생받다 공받 때에서 어떻게 수용해 어디 지우 전에 때 야요
So here, then next we have this part of the verse that says, whatever practices you admire, with aspiration and the 10 spiritual deeds, strive diligently dividing day and night. So here, whatever kind of practices we have admiration for or devotion toward, now here we're approaching this text like from a Buddhist perspective, but we could also take this from the perspective of any kind of religion, whatever sort of practices, faith tradition that you admire, whether it is Islam or Christianity or Hinduism, this is the same. If someone benefits from a particular tradition, if they have that kind of devotion toward it and admiration, they should engage in a kind of practice of that. They would go deeper with that, as it says here, with aspiration. So the kind of aspiration leads us to strive towards that, to strive in the various practices that are described. And here, this is referred to as the 10 spiritual deeds. And just so I make sure I got what Geshe-la said at the end, I'm going to insert that first. So here, those of us who are here on Sundays, we're going through the ornament for clear realizations. And there is a listing of the 10 spiritual deeds as corresponding with those 10 perfections. That's kind of a particular to that perfection sort of tradition. But when we speak generally about these 10 spiritual deeds, the list that we are going to go through here now is, I believe we usually translate it as freedom from extremes, is it? Or freedom from... another one of the five texts by Maitreya. And this discriminating the middle from the extremes. Lists these 10 as being, and I'm just going to read through them so that we can make sure we have them all. Writing the teachings, this also includes like engaging in kind of composition, making offerings, generosity, listening to the teachings, reading the teachings, comprehending and practicing them, instructing, explaining them, reciting the teachings, contemplating the teachings, and meditating. So that's the 10. And so here, the first is engaging in them through writing, either like transcribing them out or perhaps composing your own text. When we talk about sort of worshiping or making offerings, this is generally to those sorts of higher fields. When we make gifts to a field that is higher, we generally call that offerings, whereas then the third practice of generosity is referring to those who are in need, those who are sort of in a situation of needing something to give them, acting generously is then the third practice. And so again, this is whatever one has admiration for. The fourth of these is listening to the Dharma, listening to the teachings. So here in the context of Buddhism, listening to those teachings is something that we need to do again and again. That's how we come to an understanding. And if you have the capacity to read, we also engage with the teachings through reading the teachings, which is the fifth of these spiritual activities. And the sixth is variously sort of like comprehending the teachings. Once we have a kind of comprehension, we try to start putting them into practice. So really practicing the teachings based upon our comprehension that has come through listening and reading. And based upon that, our own practice leads us to then be able to instruct others, give an explanation about the teachings, which is the seventh of these spiritual activities. And then the eighth of these is like, it's the same word for sort of saying prayers or doing recitations. But here, this is where we use the teachings, as in the words that we have maybe memorized, in order to, like a crutch or like a cane, in order to facilitate our own understanding. And this is really how the words of prayers or sadhanas or other things that we use, it's sort of like that helps us to move along in our contemplation, like the way that somebody who has a cane like uses that cane to sort of plant themselves and then take steps forward. That's how we should use the kind of words that we have. So when it refers to for this eighth practice of recitation or saying prayers, it's not just saying those words, but using that as a kind of crutch for our thinking. And then the ninth activity is contemplation, thinking about the various topics that we have heard, using logic and reasoning in order to come to a deeper understanding. And then finally, the 10th of these is meditating on that meaning, really habituating our mind through meditation. So again, these 10 spiritual deeds are the list that comes from Maitreya's distinguishing the middle from the extremes, whereas we sometimes see the 10 spiritual deeds referred to as the 10 perfections, like in the perfection literature.
Ani nyamne chie de nize chie bar bebar cha se ani ni me tu zu la ani seng tu zu la seng tu zu la yang seng che ka se wa ta se mo de gan zang nyane ma de es ani se me che ka par che ani de de ge sa mo ta ye pa ye na ra lo ye pa ye na chie na wa ta de nyamne chie chie wa es wa de ge de de song wo re 파고 도메기 군디기 슝이바요 아 카라스모레 같은 책이 제일 맞습니다. 군디네스 카라사 남기 차도에다 참에나 미냐와 나절을 좀 그렇지 않고 무슨 소리 남기 차도 당 참에나 니 뭐냐스 아니 나절 다 냠냐 가르치겠느냐 냠냐 치브레스 아니 남기 궁틀라 아니 니냐 브레스 어떤 데 숨어 다 얘나 데 계속 숨어야 돼 아 냠냐 체 통보 체계게 온도 체 숨겨라 당 알아서 임배나 아니 소소게 뒤뒤 땅 소부 땅 칸 땅 계속 되게 되게 체내게 가서 덥덥지 아니 지혜래
So here then it says again, strive diligently, dividing day and night. So whatever it is that we are practicing, we have admiration for, whether it is these 10 spiritual deeds or whatever kind of practice, one should strive diligently both day and night. Now here, it's sort of referring to like splitting up our time into the day and the night. Here, the night is not then the time exclusively for just sleeping, but rather this is, again, a time that one should try to also practice. So there is, according to Asanga's compendium of Abhidharma, where there's a quote that explains that sort of like the, and I'm not sure on the exact words in English, but like the sort of first watch of the night and the last, like in terms of you should sleep during the very middle of the night, but the kind of first part of that and then the early, like really the early part of the morning are actually times that one should be up and practicing. However, this kind of instruction is really for those who are more advanced kind of practitioners. When you reach a certain level of practice, you don't need the kind of sleep that maybe we as ordinary beings do. So here, we should practice in accordance with our own kind of composition, what we need, looking at what it is that we need in terms of sleep and so forth. But here, this is really in terms of doing the practice during the night, that's for more maybe advanced practitioners.
That day, what I've also listened to some Giva Jesus, Lamech, and Rich and Bodmo was. But that day, do Dinana, two sums yet done on the Giva Jesus. Was that you did Lamech and Rich and Bodmo was into Sanjay, or that this one did. Dang around so gay, that Tandegi dig the beauty of one Zambane, Tata Parla, Pinsuki Giva Kang, Sakashi. Net Patile Chap Jacher Tang in Bayana. Ini mahu kasih dewa tujuh lam kewa kan sabar je, mahu pada kewa kan sabar juru aje. Ane tada sah simbe kewa tujuh sumi kewa jazu, tak kewa yuce sama, susu sabe kewa yuce sama di cuaca itu domne kewa kan sabar jisa ke cuaca itu domne ke, tak dike kewa ngan musa ke yud kewa ngan orang, ane ki sange ke kubang tobe juru curci. Samsamji muwachi res sangye ge gobang tobe gyule gyurchi sam muwachi res ti cheba yin bae na ane pendo ga zhe yore se so na ane pe da ba chen na ja zhe na na chu tik chi tuk sin lu li yin bae na chu tik chi lu ge yin bae na chu tik ba di ja zhe ma se pa la chu tik ba di zhe zo ge ma res ti ne xin ge su su ge wa chung chung jing le sa me ba yin na ya ge wa chung chung di qing zhu ge Sangye ke gyula yang nguyen shakwa yinpa yina Susu sangye ke mato ke parla Gewa chung chung di sagi maari is Ngo di sagi maari is Ani gewa chepu tabi sewa yinpa yina yang Gewa chungma chiku di la Nga thami kubanchi tobe gyul chul chik lawa jina Dide gewa chepu sewa yina Kuyo gaya gewa chungma di la thami kubanchi tobe nige Kuyo zosa ta ku tuju di kuyo penpa da zosa Nguye u di mato nguye marwa Nguye mewa yinpa yinpa kuyo zosa Tak kira kan sahabat dia cenderung madu pada orang yang berani, mana siapa cik itu aku sejuk ni macam. Tangan orang tu juga di mendat terjawab cikgu leda. Mendat yang mendat sukses la, ringan cik la, tak ringan tu juga sukses orang. Tak dilihat sukses tu dilihat macam apa ye na, mana dilihat kamu tu juga tak sihatnya cukup marah. Kasih la, tak ringan tu siapa cik itu juga sukses orang. Tak tu juga tu tak boleh sukses dia. Nguwa-nang-shin-ge, Phu-tu-si-ta, Shuk-se-ta-shu-wa-yin-be-tu, Ti-pa-tu-bu-ru-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa 무아라 세나 마지스 무아디라 세나 마지 아니 지바 땅에라 세나 마지스 초바푸에 여라다 초바푸에 들라 세나 마지스 고아 중중 소수도 이동어 카르통에나 최발조지 최발조지 삼성지나 대요레스 대내시게 계사 축중지가 마산나 배 고왕원의 제주도 배교를 조지 이제 진보도 배교를 조지 그럼 제주가 쌤도 배교를 조지 탈바도 배교를 조지 쌤제 탁제는 편도시 배교를 조지 무아자베는 배 편도시 보요레스 아니 무아 당면함 개발요레스 면함 진보 최소나 한 생일 생일 제지식 약고 용쇼 생일 한 다치 생일에 소소 차원으로 영어쇼 맨암 잠지리 마도 개요 말아 다 드린 소소기 개와 약고지산 개와 대 재발 때네 마 생일 아니 차원으로 영어쇼 쓰나 생일이라 드린 게 개와 대 생일 그 차원으로 영어 줄은 거야 그래 공어와 예배나 뭐지 제 개와 주고 그래 맨암 짱 짱바지 예배나 이제 민지 제도 그거 그래 지금 영어쇼 쓰나 되고 왔다 뭐 예나 맨암 이고래 맨암 이나 뭐 이고 말해 놓고
Here, then it continues in the next verse, saying, Whatever virtues you gather through the three times, dedicate them toward the unexcelled great awakening. So here, whatever kind of virtue that we have accumulated, however small, I mean, here, if you have been listening to these teachings on the Bodhisattva Jewel Garland, you could think of all of the virtue that you have accumulated throughout the time of listening to this, or all of the kind of virtues that you have accumulated in the past. Think about all of the virtues that you will accomplish in the future, all of the kind of virtuous activities that you are doing right now, and take all of those virtues and put them toward this kind of unexcelled great awakening to highest enlightenment. Doesn't may this go toward the result of all sentient beings Buddhahood? They're achieving this kind of great enlightenment. And so here, this kind of a dedication, it said, really makes our virtues so much more powerful. It has great benefit that comes from making such a vast kind of a dedication. Because again, as the example that we have all heard is that when you put a drop into the ocean, that drop will remain. It's not going to be exhausted as long as that ocean remains. And so too, when we dedicate our merits, when we put our virtues toward the cause of unexcelled perfect enlightenment, great awakening for all sentient beings, then that kind of virtue is going to not be exhausted until that result comes about. So here, that kind of dedication, the sort of merit that we dedicate will last until it brings about that result. So if we make a kind of dedication like, oh, may these virtues go toward my having a good rebirth in the future, becoming a human or a god, then those virtues are exhausted at that. Maybe we make that kind of dedication and we get that sort of result, and then they have given up. They don't have any more sort of good or benefit to bring about for us. But we could think about it as being almost like a gun, which is a strange example. But here, when it comes to a gun, like you have the kind of initial force. When you pull, we as Americans would know, guns, you can make them quite strong, such that they can shoot really far. And that's almost like what we are doing with our dedication, is like launching our shooting off our merits in that direction, and they're not going to lose their force until that final kind of result. Whereas if we just dedicate towards something very minimal, very small, there's not really much force behind them. They'll bring that kind of one good result and then be exhausted. So here it said that we should never be stingy with our dedication. We shouldn't be stingy in general when we're making offerings or being generous. But here, when it comes to our dedication, we should take like all of our merits, all of our virtue, and really put them toward the highest kind of good. May it go toward the kind of cause of bringing about the enlightenment of all sentient beings. May it go toward developing compassion and love. May it go toward liberation and freedom for all. This kind of a dedication, putting our merits toward that, is really the best kind of dedication that we can make. Now here, the distinction between a prayer and a dedication meditation. Like a prayer is just sort of a wish. Like we can wish, oh, may I have good things happen. Like may I have something good happen tomorrow. But there's no sort of substance behind that. It's just a wish. When we have a dedication, it's like we have something to put towards that. So we have a wish, something that we want to be brought about. We actually have the kind of substance to back that up, something to put it towards. So here, making this kind of dedication is a prayer as well. Anything that is a dedication is a prayer, but So anything that is a dedication is necessarily a prayer, but anything that is prayer is not necessarily a dedication. So we've got like 15, 20 minutes left, or 10 minutes around there. Are there any questions here about this or anything?
Question is, yeah.
Where is that one? Did
someone
have
to figure
it out? I don't know if this prayer it actually makes it quite specific because it's so here when it comes to these 10 like spiritual practices or 10 activities of the Dharma, this again can refer to the ones that we went through today that are sort of common to all vehicles, and then there are the uniquely Mahayana 10 spiritual practices, which are really referring to the 10 perfections, meaning the regular 6 perfections of generosity, ethics, patience, diligence, meditative concentration, and wisdom. And in addition to those 6, then adding skillful means, power, prayer, and gnosis. And so those are the kind of uncommon Mahayana, as in the 10 perfections that are exclusive to the Mahayana. But when we talk about the 10 spiritual practices, those are common to all of the vehicles. Yeah?
In the final long run prayer that follows Georgia, towards the end, it refers to the 10 activities or 10 practices.
Yeah, that's
which 10 are those?
That's the ones that we were talking about just now.
But are those the 10 of perfection, or the 10 that was in Maitreya's text, or some other 10?
Is the same.
I thought that he just answered that. So here, the cups of Kansai take about chocolate church juice. The take chin, two mama image to choose. Yanga.
Lemrim chemo de carcina, give us some lamjerimboyora. Lemrim chemo de somche, de sham de la, and a menam de cabure. 제르부치 디디기 냄림 민코나 냄림 메나 내도아 아니 디기 냄림 쳔모나 카라스오는다 당고텔라 아니 기부 숨이요로아 기부 숨이 엠바 엠디기 아니 투몽에 남기지 마스 당고 투몽에 남기지 마 데네 기부 충우당 투몽에 남기지 마 데네 기부 딩당 투몽에 남기지 마 데네 기부 쳔베기 투 기부 쳔베 기부 쳔바당 투몽에 남기지 마스 워독스 남기지 와이원디 다 기부 중은 최체한테 먼저 고방토비에 같이도 최체들이 기부 딩기 가도 또 가르내고 그랬었으나 소소란 지구 타바토비에 최체들이 디 또 딩매 주로와 아니 기부 최대 내가 소 심제 탐제 랑다 심제 탐제 상제의 고방토비에 같이도 최체한테 기부 침배 최체와 인바 인도고 코랑 남들이 뭐 때한테 아니 이게 Tipo tumuwa namje rinpa yungsu sopa chik tenpa yinpa yinpa Chuchu nimshu shiba chuchu namba chu tiyan shaba yinpa yinpa Ani tanda digi udana shiba di Kupik yaa yore tindu
So here Geshe-la says that it would be better and, and now that I read this English translation I see why it's quite misleading Because it does say when someone with vigor makes effort in accordance with the 10 points of conduct of the Mahayana path But that doesn't actually appear exactly like that in the text. So it's like when, and it does say like when someone doing the spiritual deeds in accordance with the supreme path, you could read it as the supreme vehicle. But here Geshe-la is saying that it would be better to read that as the 10 points of conduct, as in the 10 that we went through today, not the 10 perfections. Because this Lamrim prayer comes at the end of the great stages of the path. The great treatise on the stages of the path includes teachings for the beings of three capacities, those beings that are the beings of small, middling, and great capacity. And so really it's making the kind of prayer that an individual who has entered a spiritual path, whether it is of the Mahayana or what we would refer to as sort of the lesser vehicle, even including that kind of practitioner who is only thinking about their future lives, like the being of small scope and then a being of middling scope thinking about their own liberation alone. Whenever they engage in those kinds of deeds, this kind of prayer or dedication at the end of the Lamrim should include their practices as well. So in that way, it would be better to read it as more inclusive rather than less. I guess, so to include those who are also beings of small and middling scope rather than sort of exclusively those who are practicing Mahayana. So I don't know if we can adjust the translation or what, but maybe we'll try to... What? Yeah, I don't know. Namsa, ichi ke la girdu, ta pekchen tum ma yinbegi, chuchu chula kogurwa, ichi ke tsik nangwa, ina chitang ta koten la ta tum ye, chuchu chula kogurwa.
Yes.
Yeah. Generally better to be more.
Ani, kama ngatu. Ani tatang ne, ngwa ta kai chambore la yin bata, Tiwa mena, nguwa pe khe chenpo re ta, nguwa te ngwene, ane, tangpo kulung tsa me te khe chenpo re, njo nguwa te khe chenpo re. Ane, nguwa te mewa ye na, ane kar che wo sa na, so so gewa je sa ane ge, ane tuk sha ne, nguwa, ya che, zo chang la so pa ta che ge, nguwa ya ta, ya wo te la sum tsi wo re wa, nguwa la na mewa sum se re si, 조장하고 같이 아 산지게 템바지게 뭐지 아니 도와심제 때에 네 뭐지 다 모습들 뭐다나 메바스 리그리 다 딘딘의 소바딘의 뭐지를 야 망해봐 임바이나 안소야 디난노나 치료나 가서가나 도거래 딘딘 지 망보 도온데 야 공부도 뒤 사서는 남아서 이거 야만 좀 얘기고 공부 좀 고 계속 좀 해야 나 공부도 빼 쳐서 줘 그래. 뒤는 신신이 이게 아니 고마 집 계속 망부 싸봐 이나야 공부 시켜 봐 이나 좀 해야 아니 아직 내가 좀 좀 잘와. 가시에 대해 이만 좀 딱 미지들 내 가래 잡잡 잡잡 무사사사 감사네 아니 고마 쇼소나 아니 근데 kare shio tuwa taa chigi mu sa sa beng yakwo chigi cho tuk niya takda degirwa di neng shi ki kisa yakwo sa nguwa yakwo che su na takda beng nang chua na shi takda degirwa ta di kechi mo re nguwa di pe kechi mo re ane turi shi rup na ane turi zwa shi
So here we have a few minutes left, so just to again reiterate that the dedication is extremely important. It's said that again, there's an important activity at the beginning, setting our proper kind of motivation, and then carrying that through. And at the end, there's this important activity of engaging in dedication. And dedications, there are many types of dedication we can make, but the sort of three highest types of dedication we can do are to dedicate our virtues towards perfect enlightenment, as in perfect awakening for all sentient beings. Or we can dedicate it toward the flourishing of the teachings, which is, of course, related with that. And also dedicate toward there being the source of happiness for all sentient beings. So these are the three highest kinds of dedication that we can make, and we should take the time to do a dedication at the end of virtuous activities. Because we walk around in the world, we go throughout the world, and we get angry. We have occasions where we are going to have disagreements or get angry with someone, and anger destroys our virtues. Those kinds of virtues that we have not properly dedicated are just absolutely obliterated by our anger, and we are going to have that happen. And so it's like someone who has spent all their life making so much effort in order to accumulate all this money, only to have it be stolen away. If instead, you make an effort to accumulate money, but you put it in a bank where it is secure, that's like what a dedication does. We are accumulating merit, but we are putting it in somewhere, in a place where it can't be destroyed by our anger. So we should really take the time to reflect upon those virtues that we have accumulated and dedicate them toward, ideally, one of these highest kinds of goals.
Thank you. Yeah.
Amen.